This is Gemara Bamitzia Daf Mem Tes, and we're holding on. Mem Tes Amid Aleph. We are two lines from the wide lines as we went into Amid Aleph in the previous year, and we're up to Rav Kahana. A story today that will quickly bring us back to yesterday's discussion, and once again, we are trying to get the Shiurim up this week, a little bit early in anticipation of Pesach next week. The first days of Yontif has already been, Schos has already been sponsored to share. If anyone wants any of the last days, please reach out. And we're holding on. Rav Kahana Yov Leizuzi Akisna. Rav Kahana gave money, gave Zuzi Akisna for linens. Now, what does it mean he gave money? This is the continuation that we're discussing, a down payment of sorts. He didn't actually pay for the item, but rather he gave the first payment. L'saif, at the end of the day, yakir kisna. At the end of the day, the price of kisna, of flax, of linen, rose. Asli kamei derav. So they came in front of Rav, Amar Lei. And Rav says, v'may dinokit. Dinakista Zuzi Havlahu, says Rav, that V'may Nakita Zuzi, the flax for which you have taken money, Havlo, you have to give to them. Ve'edach Dvarim Ninu, meaning you gave a down payment. So the way that Rav is clearly viewing that down payment is that you acquired a portion of the flax. So says Rav, that portion, you have to give them. Ve'edach, and the remaining part of the flax that you're trying to buy, Dvarim Ninu, is mere words. It was a verbal commitment. Udvarim Ein Baham Isha Mechusrei Emana. And words are not lacking in trustworthiness, literally. De'etmar, in the second one line, Dvarim, with regard to words, we have a machlokes as to the status of backing out of a verbal commitment. Rav Amar, emuna for the word of emuna, faithfulness of trustworthiness. Rav Yochanan Amar, yesh mahem misham mechusrei emuna. And this is really the debate that we're now going to dive into. The machlokes Rav and Rav Yochanan is backing out of a verbal commitment a problem. Rav Yechlin says yes, and Rav says no. Meisve asked the Gemara of Yisrael, Yudaimer, Matamiloimer, what do we learn from the pasuk? Hin tzedek, a correct hin, vali hin bechlal eifam. But is a hin and not a smaller measurement that's included in the measurement of a hecha, of a eifa, excuse me, which is mentioned earlier in the pasuk, haya? Eloimer lecha. So why does the pasuk single out hin tzedek? Eloim lachad to teach you shehi hin shalchad tzedek, v'lav shalchad tzedek. Your yeses should be righteous, and your noes should be righteous. This shows us, asks the Gemara, that your yeses, your noes, your dvarim have a problem on mechusrei emuna. So how could Rav say not? Amr Abaye says Abaye who. With that Gemara, with that Braisa, Hin Shel Chad Tzedek, V'Lav Shel Chad Tzedek, what that's referring to is, Shel Yedaber, Echad Bepev, Echad Belief. You should not be two-faced, talking one thing in your mouth and one thing in your heart. Your mouth and your heart should both equal each other. But says Abaye, defending the opinion of Rav, from here we do not see that backing out of one's word is necessarily a problem. Meisve, and the Gemara continues with another Kashan Rav. Rav Shimon Aimer teaches Rabbi Shimon Aval Bisham Rutalis Koine. Dinner Zav, Koine Talis. Even though we learned a Mashicha on the Talis obligates one to pay the Dinner Zav, but a Mashicha on the Dinner Zav does not obligate one to pay the Talis Mikol Makoim. Kach Halacha. Yes, that is the letter of the law, says Rav Shimon. Avol Amru, but Chazal have taught us. Mi Shebara, Majidara Mavla, Jidara Flaga, Wazili Para Mimi, Shenoi me bediburoi. So clearly Rav Shimon learns there's an issue with what? I made bediburoi. You have to be careful with your words, unlike that which Rav said. Answers the Gemara even as much as that Braisa, yes, is not like Rav, but says the Gemara Tanahi. There are other Tanayim that concur with the opinion of Rav Ditanan. We learned in the Mishnah. Ma'isa Rav Yechonan ben Masya Shamar Libnai. 12 lines into the white lines. The first word in line is say. Say, go out, v'schar lanu payalim. Hire for us workers. Halachu pasik lam b'zayi nois. The son went. I made a commitment to workers, give them food. Shabai to love him when he came to his father. Amar lai, b'ni my son. Even if you would have given, even if you're going to now give them a tremendous meal, you will never satisfy your obligation with them. Why? They are children of Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. Meaning, by you saying that you're going to give them a meal, by giving them mizaynais, without saying what that means, they could ask for anything. They're Yidden, and they're befitting to have as much as they want. Ella, so rather, Rav Yochanan Masya tells his son, actually, Yischilu b'malacha, before they start working, say, v'amr lahem, go and change your mind. Go and say to them, al minash in l'cham alaya l'pas v'kinyis b'lvad. Tell them that the only thing you're going to give them is bread, and some lentils, some bran. So now from here proves the Gemara of Yisal Gadai. Toch devarim yishem shebechoser emana. If you were to hold like Rav Shimon just proved to us in the Braisa, if you were to hold like Rav Yechanan holds, that devarim have mechoser emana, hechi amar lei zil hader becha, how would he be able to tell them going back out? From the fact Rav Yechanan be Masya allowed his son to back out is a clear indicator, says the Gemara, that Devarim are not a problem in backing out with. So this is the other Tana, which concurs with Rav. Says the Gemara, no Raya from here. Why not? Shiny Hasam, the parlim gufayu lo samcha daitayu. The reason is because over there, even the workers were not saimich das. They did not really believe the child. Why? My time, amidi adi dalavua samich. Because they knew that whatever the kid was saying, he was going to have to check with his father. So the father of Yochanan ben Masya, by allowing him to change, wasn't necessarily showing that Devarim im b'mishar mechusre emanam. But rather, the workers never were goymer das because they knew he would have to check with the father. So the father just said, so change it before anything goes into effect. Ask the Gavar Yachiv that Shu Avilu Schilum Lacha Nami. So why did Rav Yechonan ben Masya tell the child, quickly tell them before they start working, even if they started working, it should be the same din, says Gemara. No, because once they start working, it's chilu b'malacha v'adei samchei adaitei. Why? Meimar amru, because they would tell themselves, meimar amru kamei da'avu v'nichalei. He must have told his father and he agreed. So we do not have as of yet a second Tana that proves our point. Why? Because, says the Gemara, Rav Yechonan ben Masya does not necessarily argue, because it could be just because of the children. So, we have a machlekes Rav and Rav Yechonan, whether Dvarim, Yesha Misha Mechusra Emana, or Ein Meh Misha Mechusra Emana, we have a raya to Rav Yechonan. Now, says the Gemara, on this sheet of Rav Yechonan, which we indeed proved from Rav Shimon, but I asked the Gemara, wait, does Rav Yechonan himself even know this? Someone tells his friend, I'm going to give you a present. Rav Yechonan was of the opinion that you're able to back out. So what do we see? We see that he clearly doesn't know there's a problem backing out. Says the Gemara, Yachol, he's able to back out Pshita. That's obvious because there was no Kenyan. Elo, what did this Braisa mean? Mutter lachzer boy. It's a mutter that there's no issue. Not like Rav Yechonan said that there's an issue of mechusar emana. Amar Rav Papa, says Rav Papa, umayde Rav Yechonan admit, b'matana mu'etes, Tisamcha daitayu, by a small matana that the person is soymech das, that's when you're not allowed to back out. By a large gift, you could yes back out because he wasn't soymech das. Says the Gemara, this makes sense. Achna mistaver dam rav avuam rav yechanan. Yisrael shamar leben levi. Kor meiser, yesh lechabi, you have a kor meiser that I'm going to give to you, I have in my possession, ben levi rashai, laso, yisai trumas meiser. Ben levi, the levi now has to give trumas meiser from that produce to the kain, so he's allowed to designate trumas meiser al makim acher. Clearly, the levi could assume he's going to get the item. So says the Gemari Ambrish, amalom atilim aheder bei, about 20 lines to the bottom. The first one line is bei, if you're going to tell me that the person, the Yisrael, cannot back out. So now I understand, Mishamachi Rasha, that's where the Levi could go and designate it on elsewhere. Eliyamra Matilim Ahadir Be'amai Rashai. You know what's going to happen? Because maybe he's going to back out. So from here we see that the Chilik, like Rav Papa said, between a Matana Meruba and a Matana Mu'etes is correct. The Rav Yochanan only allows one to back out of Matana Mu'etes. But the opposite, right? Even though Rav Yechon allows one to back out of a present, he says, but a small gift you cannot. Again, let's just speak it out. Like we just said, just to flip it to make it easier to understand. By a small gift, Rav Yechon is maskim that there's a smichas das, then you can't back out. When can you yes back out? When there's no smichas das on a large gift. And this case of the Kayin, it was clearly a large gift, therefore you're not going to back out. The case over here is that the Levi took the Meiser from the Yisrael and gave it back to him as a Pikad, and therefore there's no Raya at all. Because that's the reason why he knows he's going to get it, because he already made the Kinyan, and it's only a Pikadain in the hands of the Yisrael. But the Brice there continued and said, what if Lamais the Yisrael goes and gives it to a different Levi? So then the first Levi only has Tarumais, only has complaints. But says the Gemara one second, this Levi took it and deposited it back by the Yisrael. He did a real Kenyan. So how is it possible that he only has Tarumais? Alav Shema Mina. Bidalai not lie, that his case is not that he actually made a kinyan. Shema mina, that asked me what we are referring to, that the Levi did not actually get the meiser, and yet the Levi is allowed to make Truma's meiser and someone else. So what do we see? We see, like Rav Papa explained to Rav Yechanan, that the only time we have an issue is that by a, one more time, Rav Yechanan said, that if one is going to back out by a small gift, that's when mechusar emana, because there was a smichas das. But again, by a large gift, we would not have that problem. So again, we're sticking with the way Rav Yechon learned within the confines of the pshat of Rav Papa that was machalik between a matana meruba and a matana mu'atas. Continues the Gemara about 12 lines on the bottom. The first one line is minei. How gavra de avzuzi shumshimi. There was someone that gave money for shumshimi, for sesame. L'soif yakar shumshimi, the price went up. Hadri bay. So the seller backed out. Vamrule, and he said, leslan shumshimi. Seller says, we don't have any sesame. Shkol zuzach, take back your cash. So lo shakol zuze, he didn't take back his money. Igniv. And then the money was stolen. So we have a very unique case. He paid for an item. The seller then wants to back out. And the buyer doesn't pick up his cash. And then the cash is lost. So also like made the Rav Amarlei. Kivan Damri Lachash calls Zuzach. Since he said to take back your cash. Velo Shaklis, and you didn't. Loi mi bayi Shemir Sachar do I have. Not only is he not a Shemir Sachar, he's not even a Shomer Chinam. And therefore, since he's not even a Shomer Chinam, because he did not accept responsibility to watch the item at all, therefore, he's going to be potter from the Geneva. Amr le Rabbanan le Rava asks the Rabbanan to Rava five lines from the bottom. V'abay le kabula le misha para. But he should accept the misha para because he backed out of his words. Amr le achanami. It's true. He gets the misha para. He gets this curse. But at the end of the day, there's no monetary obligation for him to pay back the money that was lost. So Omar Rapapi says, Rapapi, well, can we delve a little bit deeper into this story? Omar Li Ravina. Ravina told the Lididi Omar Li that to me, Lididi Omar Li Ahume Rabbanan, Rav Tvus Shimei, and Rav Tvus was his name, Vamri Lei, and some say it wasn't Rav Tvus, but Rav Ushmo Bar Zutcha Shimei, that even if you give him all the treasures of the world, he would not change his word. That with me there was this story. It was Friday, getting closer to Shabbos, on the last line. No, and I was sitting at home, Basahu Gavra. And a guy came, the Kaya Baba, and came to the door, Amar Li. Do you have sesame to sell? So we're getting that there were a lot more details to this story. Amrulay, and he said, guess what? I do not have anything to sell you. It's getting close to Shabbos. He's trying to get ready for Shabbos, and he's busy standing at the door trying to handle a sesame seal deal. And he said, no, Amrulay Loi. Amar Li, Lavi Anach Zuzi Pikadoin Gabach. So you know what he said? Take this money as a Pikadoin. Dachashkali. Why? Because Lamaisa is getting dark and it's about to be Shabbos. Amar Li, I said to him, Habese Kamach. The house is in front of you. Osvina Bebese. So what happened was he put the money in the house and then Vignavu was stolen. Oslikamidu Rava, Amar Li, call Habese Kamach. Anytime someone says, basic hamach, you can do as you please. Loi mi bai shemer sachar de loi have, ela filu shemer chinam name loi have, he did not accept upon himself any level of shmira. Amru lei, v'amr lei rabbanu le rava, he bai le kvule misha para. Aye, but I said to Rav about the misha para, v'amr lei le hadam. So says the Gemara, there was no misha para, there was no. I apologize. I just realized I was blocking Rashi the whole first half this year. Apologies. Says the Gemara again, there was no Misha Para. The story was not as we originally anticipated, but rather there's a different din entirely that we learn from the story, that any time someone says, call, someone says, yeah, you can put the money in my house. He's with that statement, he's not accepting upon himself anything at all. Continue the two dots, 10 lines down, Memtasim Ebeis, Rabbi Shimon Aymer, quoting the end of the Mishnah, Kol Shekesef Yadai, Yadai Al El Yayna. Whoever has the cash has the upper hand, Tanya. We learned in a Braisa explaining what exactly is this din of Rabbi Shimon. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Emasai, Bezan Shekesef HaPeirais, Biyad HaMoicher. When do we say that the seller came back out when the fruit and the cash are in the hands of the Moicher? Aval Kazib Yan Moicher, Peros Yamulokeyach. The seller has the cash and the buyer has the produce. Any Achalachzer, Boyman Neshe Kasvoi, Biyodoi. Because he has money in his possession. Says Gmar, Biyodoi. Biyan Moicheru. What do you mean? It's in his hand. Biyan Moicheru. It's in the seller's possession, asks the Gemara. And the crash of the Gemara is a classical possessive pronoun. We said that Neshekasvoi biyadai, which we thought meant that it's in the buyer's possession. And the Gemara is saying, what do you mean? The seller is the one that has the money. So explains the Gemara, you're right. Elmenei shedemei kasvoi biyadai, because the buyer already has the demei kasvoi, he already has collected the item. That's why the seller cannot back out. Says Mar Pshita, that's obvious. Amar Rav Achmai Eskinan, Kunshaisa Aliyah, Shel Loikeach, Muschares Biyan Moicher. Says the Gemara, we have a unique case. The buyer's attic is rented out to the seller. So now what does that mean? So again, I'm selling you items. You give me the cash and the braisa said that you took the item. I can't back out. Well, of course, you already have the item. So says the Gemara, the Chiddush is that I rent space in your attic. So time amayta kina rabbana mishicha. What's the whole reason why? There's a gezeira that even after money is paid, you have to do mishicha, you have to pick up the items. Gezeira shema yoyim rilo nesuchutecha ba'aliyah. You're not going to take responsibility for the item. But ha'chaber shusei delokeach denu kira, it's already in the rishas of the lokeach, because it's his attic. And therefore, inafla deleka ba'ines yutarchi umaisi la. If there's an accidental fire, then lokeach himself, because it's in his attic, he's going to make sure to save the item. If there's no reason for gzeira to require mishicha, we end the first half of the shiur. Ugaver the avi zuzei achamra. There was someone that gave money for a wine. L'sayv shama tkabay leminisva debay parka rufila. In the end, he heard that the bay parka, the office of parka, who was the second in command, was going to take possession of the wine. Amr le avli zuzei lebeina. He's asked him back for the money, and he lo bin chamra, and he said, "I don't want the wine because you're afraid it was going to be seized by the government." Same way there was a takana of mishicha b'moichrim, tachtiknu mishicha b'lekuchais. So too, there's a mishicha by the lekuchais that he could back out, and therefore, in this case, he was able to back out of the sale. We continue with the Mishnah, four lines into the wide lines, Memtes Amid Beis. Says the Mishnah, really beginning a new section in this Perek of Azov, which are all the halachas of Aina'a, all the halachas of overcharging, fraud. Says the Mishnah, Aina'a arba kasef mei esrim. Aina'a is 4 out of 20, v'arba kasef lesela. When a kesef is a selah, shtos lemekach, which if you do the math, it's a sixth of the sale. And that, so that's really the klal, that 1/6, if you overcharge, if one gets ripped off by a sixth, and we'll see in reality it goes both ways, both by the moicher and the lekeach, then that is called aina. Ad mosai mutar lahachzir. Until when can he, the one who got frauded, the one that got messed up, can he back out? Ad kedei she'ir letagar, the amount of time that it takes him to show the item to a merchant, oili kareivi. Meaning, I buy a watch from you, you sell it to me for $1,000. The watch is really only worth $500. You clearly charge more than a sixth of the item. So I want to back out. How long do I have? I come back to you 5 years later? Says my Mishnah, no. The amount of time for me to take the item, to show it to a relative of mine, to show it to a merchant, to get advice whether it indeed was a bad sale, that's how long I could back out. Hayroi Rav Tarfin Bilud, Rav Tarfin taught in Lud, Ha'inan Ha'ina, Shmaina Kesef, Masrim Varba Kesef, 8 out of 24, Lesela Shlish Lemekach, a third. The Sabchai Tagre Lud, the Tagre Lud were very happy. Because why? Because they could charge a lot more. Amalem Kolya Mutalaksar. But he said the whole day they could back out. Amalayaniach Lanu Rav Tarfim Kamenu. Let us stick with Rav Tarfim Chazal Divri Chachamim. Excuse me. Leave Rav Tarfim. We'll stick with the Chachamim. Meaning, even though they're able to charge more, but he gave longer for the buyer to back out. He said, Kolayai, according to the Tanakam, you just have the amount of time to show it to a tiger or a relative, which clearly is less than Kolayai. And therefore, the merchants were no longer happy. Begins the Gemara, Itmar Machlekes Rav in Shmuel. Itmar Rav Omar teaches Rav, Shtos Mekach Shaninu, a sixth of the sale. Shmuel Omar, Shtos Ma'is Shaninu, a sixth of the cash. So the Gemara is going to explain exactly what's going on over here. Shaninu. Shave Shita Bechamsha. If something's worth 6 zuz, it sold for 5 zuz, which means that the buyer paid less than the requisite amount. Shavi shita b'sheva, or something was worth 6 and he paid 7, meaning the buyer got messed over. In those cases, kuli amaloi pligi debasar mecha chazlinon, we go after the item that was purchased. Vayna ave. And in both these cases, there's zaynas, it's more than a six. Ki pligi shavi chamisha beshita. Something is worth five is sold for a six. Vishavi sheva beshita. We're selling seven is sold for a six. So what's the machlokes? L'Shmuel d'amar ba'asar ma'is azlinan. Shmuel says, we go after the money paid. I divide ayna ave. In both these cases, there's ayna. L'Rav d'amar. And from the contrast, we'll understand what this machlokes is. According to Rav, that says, the fourth line into the Gemara, ba'asar mekach azlinan, that we go after the mekach, that we go after the item, Shavi chamisha b'shita, if the item's worth five and sold by six, then bitzol mekach avei. Why? Because then it's more than a six. But shavi shiva b'shita, if something is worth seven and it's sold for a six, then mechila havei. Then according to Rav, it's going to come out that there is a mechila because it's less than the requisite six. When do we say that? So that's how the Gemara explained the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Now the Gemara adds on that Shmuel is only going to hold. He says, "Go basa the ma'is." It's only going to be if it's both sides. It's a six. Then it's going to be ayna, but there will not be mechila. Ubitol mekach. So that's really the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. We're going to stop over here. As you'll look at Daf Nun, it's a little bit shorter. We'll pick it up from here as we go deeper into this machlokes Rav and Shmuel. When the sale is null, when there is a forgiveness, based on at what point there is a null overcharging of the requisite six.